Everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we're discussing the top three real estate investment books for beginners. G-Dad, how you doing?
Jake, how'd you narrow it down to three? That's my only question.
It's a marketing thing, and we just like to keep it simple to help people out. So, you know, we keep it real here. So Gino, education times action equals results. That's the formula to break into multifamily investing. You need to educate yourself, and then you need to get your butt off the sidelines and start making deals happen. So Gino, you have an interesting story. You know, basically when you were starting out, big time educator, right? But there was something that kind of changed your life going back into, I think it was 07, 08. You mind just telling that story as we get into this?
Absolutely. At that time, I was doing a lot of personal development. I was reading a lot of books from Zig Ziglar, and it was the Great Recession. All of a sudden, Jake Stenziano and Gino Barbaro were both working harder, like a lot of other people out there, and we're making less. And I'm out there, I'm blaming the government. I'm blaming the economy. I'm blaming where I live. I just took a hard look at my surroundings and I said to myself, there are people out there making millions of dollars. Why is that? Then I stumbled upon a book by T. Harv Eker, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And it didn't say Secrets of the Millionaire Dollar. This just hit me right now, of the millionaire mind. It's the most powerful thing we have. It's
starting
all
point
about mindset. And I'm so fortunate to have read the book. It took me a couple of times because me, like Jake, we're not very smart. I read it the first time and instantly I became defenseful. How does he know me? How does he know that I'm not trying hard? He basically said, your fruits earn your roots. What I had done up to that point in 2008, it was all on me. That was what I provided, that was what my results were. If I want
to offensive,
he's like hit me in the gut. I don't even know the guy yet. Right. I mean, and ironically enough, we interviewed him a couple of years ago on our YouTube channel. So go check that channel, YouTube podcast. It was amazing, the show, because he was just retelling the story of really one thing that really hit me now, Jake. I'm just thinking back. I don't want to get the chills, but I was thinking about it. We have all a financial thermostat. Some of us have it set to, yes, the B word, billions. Some of us have it set to millions. Some of it have set to hundreds of thousands. What happens with the thermostat? When you open the window, it gets cold, thermostat drops, has to kick on. It always goes back to that thermostat number. And that's how I was programmed at my restaurant. I would always make a certain amount of money within 10%. Once I realized that I can fool around and I can finagle my financial blueprint, it was all game over for me. So it was very important to start with my mindset, to change my mindset. Now, how did I do that? I right away after I read the book, I said, I need to get educated on multifamily because I've made all these mistakes with these other deals. We can go into the Maserati Mike story. We can go into the strip mall story. They were all big mistakes and they weren't because of the deal. They were because of my mindset. And once I read his book, it was all about responsibility junkie, all about the 100-year mindset, taking responsibility for our actions. And what did I do? Went out, hired a mentor. And then as soon as you start looking for things in life, they appear. Soon after, I meet Jake Stenziano. And soon after that, Jake Stenziano decides to move down to Knoxville. And as luck would have it, Jake wants to get into multifamily. But if I had not read this book, I would not have had the millionaire mindset saying, how do I invest outside of market? How do I bring value to Jake? How do we start investing? I would not have been prepared. It took me a couple of years to be prepared, to learn how to underwrite a multifamily deal, to learn how to analyze a market, to learn how to buy a multifamily property, to be able to finance it. But without changing my mindset, without taking responsibility for my actions, that never would have happened. I would have continued to blame and become a victim like much of our society is nowadays. It is always somebody else's fault. And listen, it may be somebody else's fault, but what are you going to do about it? You know, was it my fault that CMBS crashed and everyone was going bankrupt and the economy is going to hell? No, it's not my fault. But that doesn't change the situation. What did I need to do?
What's coming into your life, though? That's right. Because ultimately, you need to take responsibility for everything that's coming into your life. That's what's happening out in the world. You need
right
to
now.
Find a way to create wealth for yourself and your family and create that life of abundance. So you got hit square between the eyes. You realized I need to take control for everything that comes into my world. I'm responsible for everything that happens to me. It's not someone else's fault. I'm Gino. I'm taking charge from this day going forward. Boom. Book one. What's up next?
Book two, The Richest Man in Babylon, easiest book you'll ever read. It's a business parable. And it gave Jake and myself the idea to read write our book, The Honeybee, because we love stories. And that's what, that's what The Richest Man in Babylon is all about. It's about Arkad, who is the richest man in Babylon. How did he become rich? And newsflash, everybody, it's not rocket science. It's really being diligent in creating a plan and sticking to that plan. They have the 7 laws and the 5 rules in the book itself. Start saving money. And things like, don't get involved with the Maserati Mike, who's going to be your business partner, who doesn't know anything about the venture you're going into. Stories like that in the book really resonated with me. And then once I read them, they were an epiphany. I'm like, wow, I did that mistake. There were a couple of things I was doing right. I was saving money to buy assets, but that book really lays it out in such a nice, you know, business parable kind of way, where I would say teenagers as young as 13, 14, 15 can enjoy the story.
Dude, I was 27 when I read that book and it was perfect at the time. So I think that book, to sum it up, is the framework for personal finance. And personal finance is a big component to multifamily investing because it's the precursor. Everything that you need to be doing in your life, you need to be saving at least 10%, if not more, and then putting that money into assets with people that have a similar value structure to yourself, right? It's values-based decision-making. And that's essentially the core of that book. So you got your mindset, you got your personal finance, and these are all the precursors leading up to actual multifamily investing. So what's the third book?
Third book. Let me hold it up for you.
Our boy. There's our boy. We had him on the podcast too.
Fixer Jay DeSima. He's an older gentleman. For those of you that have heard him, Jake and I really mirrored his journey when we first started out. We became the mom and pop kings. We started taking down properties that he was discussing in his book. Our first 25-unit property was little cottages, a 6-unit efficiency motel, duplexes. They were scattered, mom and pop owner, no systems. And in that book, we really learned how to use creative financing. We've done over $20 million in creative finance deals, and we launched the Creative Cash from Jay's book. His book is amazing. It will give you so many ideas as far as trying to create notes, seller financing. And then on the back end, maybe one day you sell your property with seller financing, so you are the person collecting the mailbox money. It just gives you ideas that the average book doesn't. It was written in nice story format. You can easily understand the book, and it will give you a lot of tips and techniques. Now, the numbers obviously don't match what's going on nowadays, and people reading it were going to say, well, you can't do that. Well, I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. You just need to learn how to educate the brokers out there, educate the sellers, and be able to utilize it in the right market cycle, which we're getting to. Once debt starts pulling back, a lot of these techniques in this book works. But it's just a mindset and another strategy. You're here as a multifamily investor to learn as many different strategies as you possibly can, whether it's creative financing, whether it's syndication, whether it's JVing, whether it's partnering using a limited partnership, whatever that may look like. This book has that part fixed out, and you can actually start focusing on the type of sellers that he was focusing on. And that's what brought great success to Jake and myself. Over 1600 units we've been able to amass just through reading this book and getting clear on who we want to target as sellers.
Yeah. And as you go through it, if you're already an investor, you're going to see things that he's doing and be like, oh my God, that's me right now at the kitchen table, running the books, all those things that we all do early on. And you'll see Jay was going through the same things that you're going through. And then over time, you learn to scale up. It's such a great book. And the reason we chose this one is because not only did it mirror our journey and we utilized it to grow, but there's no excuses. Gino and I, we're not flush with tons of cash starting out. So we don't want you to say that, well, I can't do it because it's this and it's the pie in the sky. Look, Fixer J gives you the blueprint in this book to get into multifamily investing with low or no money down and has different strategies to do it. And if not, you can syndicate. There's all these different ways of being able to get it in the game. The bottom line is there's no excuses. We had a lady on, she's 28 now. She started when she was 18 with her first investment into rental properties, okay? So I don't want to hear the excuses that it's too hard or there's no deals out there. If you're willing to make it happen, you will find a way. And a little, you know, background on myself here before we close this up. I've spent 8 years as a pharmaceutical rep, and it's about maximizing your time. You know, we didn't do Audible back then. I had CDs, but I probably went through over 100 books, okay, educating myself on personal growth, personal finance, personal development, hundreds of hours spent around driving between appointments, filling my brain with the right type of content versus wasting my time. So we all have time out there. It's how you make the time work for you. And Gino, you got one more giveaway here before we head out, right?
We got the honeybee. Jake wants me to give out the honeybee. You know, the reason why is it very similarly mirrors what happens in The Richest Man in Babylon. There's Noah. He's the drug rep. He's stuck. He wants to get out of his W-2 and he meets Tom, the beekeeper. It's a really, I want to call it a beautiful parable because it's talks about the honeybees. It talks about how a bee is like a W-2 worker going in there, making the honey every day, never ask questions why he's doing it. He just does it. Who is the rich person? The person who owns the honeybee, the one who owns the honey. And Tom is out there, older gentleman, unassuming. You would never know he was a multi-millionaire, but at the end of the day, his property is called Tributary Acres, and he has so many different streams of revenue. All these little tributaries on his property, they all end up into one raging river. And that's what Noah goes through, that, I guess, self-realization. A lot of really nice stories in here. One of the questions he asks, how am I going to do it? Don't ask how, ask who. So he goes through so many revelations. And ultimately, it comes about creating streams of revenue and of purpose. Why are you creating these streams of revenue? So it's also to know, and not just about making money, but creating impact in life. So if you want a copy of this, just email me gino@jakeandgino.com and I will send you a PDF copy of the honeybee.
Gang, we really hope this helps everybody on your journey. Maybe you've read these, maybe you haven't. Hopefully that there's some things in there that you haven't heard of yet. I know Fixer J is not the most popular one out there, but a lot of good content there. Gino, before we sign off, what you got?
Leave us a comment down below, everybody. What are your three favorite books? Yeah. I'd love to hear it because if there's something that I haven't read, we're lifelong 100%. Learners here and we love to share it with our community. So leave those questions and comments down below.
All right. Thanks, Gino. Great job today. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Thanks, Jake.